Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Pick and Roll live stream here on the Board YouTube channel, the Hammers NBA Content Division, and we are back today after a winner on yesterday's play. Looking to follow that up for today on the show. How the show works, I'll give you the play that Pibbs has for today. We'll hear Pibbs' handicap on that play. Then we'll go through the recap of the previous show's play before talking about something trending in the NBA. Today's trending news, Jrue Holiday's extension with the Boston Celtics, 4 years, $135 million for the current 33-year-old. We'll talk about that, and then we'll wrap up the show and hopefully cash in tonight. But the play for today, you can find it in the Pelicans and Kings game. Let's just jump right into things here. We're going to be playing Keegan Murray on his over 4 points as we see the Pelicans visit the Sacramento Kings, and we get that for minus 118 odds at BetRivers for over 16 and a half points. This is also minus 120 at Bet365. We started a little bit late here. Sorry for the delay. Looking for the best prices out there, and this one is not quite the most widely available of options out there, but I see this one at minus 125 at ESPN Bet. I see it at minus 120 at various other places, minus 118 at BetVictor. I know we have some UK viewers, minus 127 Caesars. Pips, before we go any further on this, for the over 16 and a half for Keegan Murray, what would be the max you would go play this up to so that anybody out there knows where they can play this?
This is, I think it's minus 125 at DraftKings, and I will play up to minus 125 because it's available at least 5 bookies, so I'll go with minus 125.
Okay, so minus 125, yes, it is available also at DraftKings. Perhaps a superior price is plus 100 at 17.5 for FanDuel, but
it actually dropped at like 30 seconds ago. I was just checking. So it's now available on. It will be available in a couple of minutes, maybe even more bookies. I don't know why, but it's just how it is.
Okay, so regardless, if you are looking at any time during the day where you're going to be betting this, Keegan, go ahead.
I would say minus 127 at Caesars is the lowest I would go.
Okay. So minus 127 Caesars is the absolute cap for this one. But if you're looking later in the day especially, please make sure you use an odds comparison tool like the BetStamp app to make sure you're getting the best price. It really does matter on a day-to-day basis. It makes a huge difference to your overall ROI in the long run. So please make sure you use an odds comparison tool like this. We have a link in the chat and in the description to see what's available in your region as well to sign up to. But let's go to you, Pips, for the handicap for this play. Keegan Murray against the Pelicans. Big game. Big game in the Western Conference. Two teams trying to stay out of those play-in tournament positions. What do you like about the matchup for Keegan Murray today?
Difficult matchup for Fox. Difficult matchup for Sabonis. Huerta out. Monk out. Looking like a good matchup for Keegan Murray. That's basically it. Also, this is a game at home. Home game for Keegan Murray. Insane difference. At home, he's shooting last season 44% from the three, away 38% from the three. This season, he's shooting 40% at home, 30% away. And that's on a huge volume. Like, it's not like it's a small sample size. It's just insane. At home, average 17.5 points. Away, averaging 13 points a game. Just incredible difference. Since Monk ruled out, he was out for last, I think, 5 games. In those games, Keegan Murray shot 18, 14, 15, 18, 16 field goal attempts. So he averaged like 16 field goal attempts. We can show the graphics. At home, when he's shooting 13 or more field goal attempts, he averaged 23.3 points and over in 15 out of the 17 games. Pelicans defense, weakness, spot up. He's making most of his buckets via spot up. As we can see, he's scoring, I would say, 50% of his points from the three-point line. Pelicans allowed 7 most threes. He's scoring 50% of his points via threes. Pelicans allowed 7 most threes. Makes sense. They'll put Herb Jones on Fox. They'll try to take away role from the Sabonis, and that should open up a lot of spots for Keegan, especially at home with Huerter and Monk out. He'll have insane usage at home, and his efficiency at home, this could be like 20-plus point games for Keegan Murray.
Okay, there we go. That is the one play for today's show. It is the second last regular season show of the season, so hopefully this sets ourselves up nicely for perhaps a bit of a finale, as tomorrow there is 15 games on the NBA slate, so plenty to work with. That is going to be a show that you do not want to miss on Friday, April 12th. But let's go to the recap of the previous show's pick. And it was just one pick, and it was, keep it simple, Nikola Jokic over in perhaps at this point the most important game of the season for the Denver Nuggets. They even had Jamal Murray back for this one on limited rest and only having just returned from injury. But even still, we needed 28 points for Nikola Jokic. He ends with 41, so no sweat there. Crushes the line, even against the likes of Naz Reid, even against the likes of Rudy Gobert. And it is a nice, simple one-unit victory. Big win for the Nuggets, as I said. They now have the sole top spot in the NBA's Western Conference. But for Jokic here, what allowed him to be so dominant in this matchup against a difficult defensive team?
One of the best games we ever seen from a player. He just didn't make... He made the perfect read, perfect decision every time he touched the ball. Just insanely... insane game for the Jokic, and that the Jokic when he's trying hard. Like most of the games in the regular season, we get some version of him like playing at, I would say most of the games, like 50-70% of his capacity for what he's able to do. This is the game for a fact. We knew he'll play 100%, like he'll approach it like as important as it was. No matter his statement, that he said it's just a regular game. Yeah, we know.
They always say that.
Yeah. And playing against Gobert, he's always very aggressive and attacking him. And yeah, he was insanely efficient, but he was very aggressive. Got 20 field goal attempts up, got free throws. So yeah, he was unbelievable game from Jokic.
Yeah, 16 of 20 from the field for Jokic. Incredibly impressive overall in this one against... it's a team that you said was the best equipped to stop the Nuggets in the playoffs, and they had no answer for Jokic. Now, granted, I'm not saying any team has an answer for Jokic, but like if this is the best the West has to offer, is any team stopping the Nuggets from going back to the finals?
Yeah, they're... favorites by margin, especially if Jamal Murray can be healthy and he looks like he could be ready for the playoffs. But overall, Jokic did score 41, and even with this was a tremendous game. Like usually when he takes this kind of usage, you will most likely get 32-33, not 41. It's insane efficiency. Like Jokic had 81% true shooting in that game. That's just, even for Jokic, that's above his standards. And everyone else was kind of defended well. So I think if Jokic has a bit worse game, it's a very close game and the Bulls had a chance. So
yeah,
that's how I see it. They went, okay, let's try to make as much difficult on Jokic while closing out everyone else. They did great job on everyone else, but just Jokic had an unbelievable game. So that's it.
Further solidifying his case to win the NBA's MVP award. On top of that, if he was the MVP before yesterday, yesterday's game really, really locked him in, I think, to that position. But let's shift into some other discussion topics here. I would love to get anybody in chat's thoughts on this contract here, because I need somebody to help a little bit make sense of this whole thing. Whew. The Boston Celtics have given Drew Holiday a fresh contract here, and it is a four-year extension worth $135 million. Drew Holiday is 33 years old and is very close to turning 34 years old. He's currently making about $34 million a year, his age. So, yeah, I wanted the initial thoughts here of Pips. Boston, obviously a contender, a juggernaut, but really making Drew Holiday a significant part of their future. He's going to be almost 38 years old when this contract is up. You kind of get my sense of this, but how do you feel about this deal overall? Do you think this is a good move by the Celtics?
Yeah, this is one of the stuff. I was like confused last night, and people are trying to make. Brad Stevens probably know what he is doing, but this is just I don't understand. Additional 2 years, I will understand maybe 2 years, like this season and next season. That's the window. That's their window to win the championship. After this next season, after like 2025. It'll be very difficult to make a roster with these kind of contracts. And yeah, he's turning 34 before the end of the season. He's turning 34 in 2 months. He's not getting better. Like, I would say, like, from last season, and like he was the top five perimeter defensive players in the league for like entire decade. But he's not All-NBA anymore, kind of defense. He is still good. He's still, I would say, great. Not on the level he was for that decade. So decline is there. But, I don't know what you can do with 36 years old Drew Holiday on that kind of contract. Like in 2 years, like, okay, now, but in 2 years, this is going to be the disaster.
Yeah, the thing is, we've already started to notice a decline. And look, that's fine. This guy's 33, almost 34 years old. It's almost natural, unless you're LeBron James, for a natural decline to occur as you age. But yeah, to commit 4 years at this financial level seems pretty crazy. You did allude to Brad Stevens being involved, and it seems like he typically knows what he's doing. Maybe as the cap continues to grow, $34 million won't be as egregious of a number as perhaps it is right now, but this just seems like a lot of money for a team that wants to keep their window open as long as possible. And honestly, I'm not sure like how much Drew Holiday, like there's just so many, like he's a good player still. I'm not sure how much his impact on the team or how much of an impact he has in the team to allow them to be this juggernaut force in the Eastern Conference this season. Like, could you make the case that this is the fifth best player on the Celtics and he's making this level of money?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know fifth best, but I think Derek White is now for sure better. Jalen Brown improved this season, so he's probably more important. So yeah, I would agree, like fourth or fifth, not best, but most important for the team. So
yeah,
I would say like this money is insane. Like,
so we'll see down the line how this looks, but yeah, on the surface,
maybe they are thinking like, okay, we can trade him in 3 years probably.
Yeah, but if you trade him, you're salary dumping. You probably have to give up assets in order to get off the contract. Like I don't know.
And
I
also.
Don't know. Too disrespectful to Drew Holiday, but the decline is already started.
Some arguments were like he's taking long contract to lower the price on the next season, and I think it's just $4 million difference or something. So that doesn't make any sense. But that was like the initial argument for it. He helped the team with taking a lower price on longer contract. Like, what the fuck are you guys like? Doesn't make any sense. This contract is like. He's not doing.
How much is he making next season if he's not taking a pay cut? Like, what do you think he'd be making? Let's say he signed 2 year contract. What do you think it would be? $80 million? $76 million?
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, we need to get more into structure on the contract, more info. But at this point, I really don't know. Yeah, they need to sign Tatum. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, certainly will be interesting. If there is a guy who knows what he's doing, it typically is Brad Stevens. So I can give him the benefit of the doubt. But on the surface, this contract looks a little bit crazy, honestly. So we'll see how it all looks down. We won't know next season. We'll likely know in 3 years' time how this looks in the Boston Celtics and if they can move off of it. Alan says it will be certainly amusing if Boston doesn't win the next couple of years. Yeah, I think amusing is downplaying it a little bit. Like, this is an absolute force of nature in the NBA. I don't think you can make a team better. I don't think you can make a team in the modern NBA any better than this Boston Celtics team. Like you know, obviously we've all lived through the Golden State Warriors team with Klay, Dre, KD, and Curry, but I don't think something like that's happening again. This is probably the max you can get, and they still can't win. Yeah, in 2 years' time, there should be questions about the core overall. But that'll do it for the show today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Here is the pick that we had for you guys to tail, courtesy of Pips, as usual. If you want more picks throughout the day and even on weekends, follow Pips on Twitter at PipsNBA for additional betting insight. But for the play today, it is in the Pelicans and Kings game. We're taking Keegan Murray at home, over 16.5 points, -118 odds at BetRivers, -120 at Bet365. It was -125 at DraftKings, -125 at FanDuel. Max to take this was the -127 at Caesars Sportsbook, but that'll do it for us. Thanks so much for watching. Drop a like if you enjoyed. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel and tune in later today when I go live with Kirk Evans to cover more from the NBA and even bring in some more betting, perhaps some futures plays as we get ready for the play-in tournament and the playoffs getting started very, very soon. Thanks again, everybody. Me and Pips will be back tomorrow to wrap up the NBA regular season, and it'll be a banger episode with 15 games to work with. Do not miss out. We'll see you tomorrow.